about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Here's some loud music, which just sounds like it's saying, I'm angry. I'm very, very angry.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Mr. McFeely came over here last night and asked if he could do something fun for me. A kind of secret, he said. Do you have a special something that you take to bed with you? Does it help you to go to sleep when you hold your special something?
Oh.
Now that really feels good. It's furry and brown. And some people like to sleep with it. And there are many different kinds of them in the world.
Oh, look at all the colors on it. Oh, it is big. And you're going to go up in that?
Before you go, there's one thing you need to know, and that's I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, and we're doing a story on adults who meet kids on the Internet for sex. So if there's anything else you'd like to tell us, we'd like to hear it. If not, you can walk out the door you came in.
And now, girl, when are you going to let me tap that ass?
That's tempting.
Our feature presentation.
That is tempting. Mr. Rogers, I've always wondered about him and about his relationship with kids. And,
You're wondering if he loved them or
yes.
If he loved them.
Yes.
Yeah. I think he was a straight up dude. I don't think there's anything to be concerned there. But if it were anybody other than Mr. Rogers
yeah.
who said and did the things that Mr. Rogers did, I would have questions.
Yeah. Well, every single clip that you played, and I know you did it on purpose, but every clip you played could have had two or three meanings.
Absolutely.
Not
right.
just one.
Depending on the old man who's
correct.
Playing with the hose. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
This is not something you want to hear from Mr. Rogers.
We are going to take your calls on any topic. We have a couple of lines open at 1-800-520-1067. It's a toll-free number that you can call from anywhere. If you can hear the show, you can be on the show. So give us a call and you get a prize. By the way, update on my favorite story. We did very little with this story, but I love it so much because you know I love people that fake their own death because
mm-hmm.
that's where I'm headed.
Sure.
The pop singer Olivia Newton-John, who many people remember from Greece, she was the star of Greece. She dated this guy very seriously for 9 years, and then it looked like he drowned. Remember the story? It was
yeah.
back in 2005.
Yes.
His fishing boat turned over, and they did an international manhunt looking for him, and they were out there combing the seas for weeks and months, and she was just a wreck. I mean, she was just distraught. This was the love of her life. They'd been together for all those years. Well, it turned out he faked his own death. Turned out he was, he decided to chuck it all, and he's apparently living in some fishing village at in a motel in Mexico or something right now. well... Apparently, more details are starting to come out that the reason he walked away and faked his own death is because he was having big money problems.
Oh.
And there's some private investigators that have been looking for him as a result of that. I guess he owes a bunch of people a bunch of money.
Uh-oh.
So now he hasn't contacted the police, but he has a friend who has been contacting the police and private investigators, begging him to be left alone, saying that he's in a happy place. But not that those people care because they
right.
just want
yeah.
their money back, right?
Yeah, how about our money first?
But I think it's fascinating because now he's been gone for, 4 years or something like that. And I assume that whatever it is they're trying to get him on, I assume there's some sort of legal statute of limitations if it's just money stuff, that if he can stay under the radar for, 3 more years, he's probably off the hook with the cops. That doesn't mean he's off the hook with the guys who, want their money and may come and try to break his legs. But how crazy is that he's living in a tiny fishing village in Mexico and now he's got to be worried about somebody, tracking him down and finding him and, trying to get that cash out of him.
That is no way to live.
I don't think so either. But I love the stories where the people do that, though.
You do.
So cool.
You know, that's one of those call-in topics that we all doubted that we're going to get anyone.
Yeah.
And we got so many people that have faked their own death.
It was shocking.
for a variety of reasons, but we could have taken calls for an hour and a half.
I mean, isn't that the very, very, very last thing you do, knowing that your chances of getting away with it are
yes.
slim to none?
That's what you and I think.
Well, it's way harder now since 9/11 than it used to be to change your identity. I mean,
yeah.
you used to be able to pretty much, there weren't a lot of things in place that would prevent you from getting a new identity. And now there's all sorts of checks and, all the government agencies are linked up and all that security BS. But
sounds like
you used to be able to do it.
Certain someone has done a lot of research in this area.
Might have had all his fake passports lined up.
All ready to go.
Yep, and then boom, 9/11.
Wow. All right. stupid 9/11.
Psycho Mike knows a guy down on Alvarado Street who could hook me up with a passport. But beyond that, there's a lot of work that has to be done. But anyway, I'm going to keep an eye on this story and find out if they end up dragging this guy out of the jungle and breaking his legs until he pays up. But wow, wouldn't you have loved – well, maybe you wouldn't have loved to be on the fly on the wall. But imagine when Olivia Newton-John found out he was alive.
Oh, I'd like to have seen that. I mean, you can guess.
Oh, my God.
The anger and the disappointment and the
humiliation,
anger,
too, because the whole world is looking at you.
And the anger.
Yes,
and then
that's
there's
right.
The anger. Those are the steps that she would have gone through, ending with the anger.
9 years together, and then you have to think, was it me? I mean, why would a guy fake his own death? Hey, how about a heads up? How about a phone call? You know? Let me in.
All right. Let's take your phone calls on that or any other topic. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
Well, this weekend, it's the Fairplex in Pomona, and it is, for the first time under one roof, Caged Inc. How about that? It's a huge tattoo expo with world-renowned artists, Battle of the Bands competition, skateboarding, BMX demos, live paintball action, live music from Alien Ant Farm, MMA cage fights. I mean, what doesn't this thing have? Suicide Girls will be there, Tito Ortiz will be there, Huntington Tattoo, Hooters Girls. It goes on and on. You get tickets for that at 1-800-520-1067 if you get on the air for Kevin Bean's What It Do, Nephew.
All right, let's start with Aaron this morning. Hi, Aaron. Hello, Aaron. Oh, just dropped.
Aww.
He was going to tell us some very important information about Mr. Rogers, who was a Marine.
Wow.
Yeah, and I don't believe that's true. And, I think that's one of the urban
He was
urban
also
myths.
Sleeved. A lot of people don't realize that, but he
Which
was
going to wear the sweaters all the time.
He was going to give us that info.
And he had little kid skeletons in the closet in his little house.
That's sure. correct. That too.
None of those things are true.
No? Oh. Mark, hi.
Hi, good morning.
What's going on? What'd it do?
Well, what it do is I'd like to nominate Coach Rick Pitino for the Giant Douchebag Award.
I didn't know that.
He's awesome.
I didn't know that we had that award, but if we don't, we certainly should.
Yes.
What has
Chris
he done?
Angel would be, what's that?
What has he done? I'm not sure.
Well, he was caught with his hand in the proverbial cookie jar with some waitress or something at having sex with her. And then she tried to extort $3 million, $10 million from him after he gave her $3,000 for an abortion.
Right.
So.
And years after the event, now she's claiming it was rape.
Exactly. But beyond that, you know, my hat also goes off to the university whose prayers and thoughts were going out to him and his family, which I find just ridiculous because he's the one screwing around on his wife and his kids and embarrassing them and all of that in public. So
yeah, he is doing that, but it sounds to me like the woman was a bit shaky as well.
Yeah.
In that story.
Good for him. Perhaps he should have watched a little Fatal Attraction before he tried to have fun.
No,
with
they.
Her.
They are perfect for each other. They're both scumbags. There's no question. Yeah, I guess this woman has done this this same thing before. But the weird thing is she ended up marrying. What's the deal here, Mark? She ended up marrying some guy who was somehow associated with the basketball program.
Yeah,
and they used to see each other socially all the time.
Right. She ended up marrying some guy who was part of his staff or something, which is just a little even weirder, I guess.
The Louisville strength and conditioning coach. It's really kind of strange that she would go on to marry that guy.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then the woman who now claims that he raped her all those years ago when they had sex at a restaurant, by the way, of all places. Now, I mean, she sees him all the time socially. They go to events together and the whole deal. I mean, the whole story is just bizarre.
Well, you have to learn to put things behind you. I guess that's the key.
It is the South, you know. So.
Yeah, that too.
All right. Thanks for the call. It is a great story.
Let's go to Brandon. Hi, Brandon. Welcome to the show. What it do?
What it do, nephew? How about you, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
I was just wondering why you guys are trying to curse Gina Carano.
We do not have a curse, first of all. I mean, it is true that before last weekend, we talked to Forrest Griffin. And I didn't watch the fight, but I'm sure he did well. and then we also talked to Miguel Torres from the WEC.
And he must have won,
he
right?
He fought last week, and I would have heard if he didn't win.
Sure.
So
right.
I think we're doing pretty well right now. So yesterday we talked to Gina Carano, who's fighting this weekend.
Right.
And I think we've assured a victory.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's already fighting somebody with a penis, so... I don't know.
Yeah. And not just a penis, a cyborg penis, too, by the way, which is even scarier.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you're talking about, but...
Yeah, I've seen her in person. I don't think she looks better in person. I don't know what Gina was saying.
She was being kind. Yeah, I think she's being nice.
Yeah, you don't want to give somebody else that much, you know, locker. What do you call it? Where you give the other team motivation by things you say.
Sure.
You
know,
right.
Upset them. Bulletin board material. Yes. Thank you, King of Mexico. All right. And finally, let's go to David. Hi, David.
Hey, morning, party people.
Good morning.
What to do?
So I've been saving this story for celebrity sightings or something good, but I don't get reception in my house in the morning, but I finally left early enough. Yep. I'm on Kevin's schedule here.
All right.
So we partied with Selma Hayek. I ended up kind of making out with her one night down in Puerto Nuevo.
With Selma Hayek?
Selma Hayek.
What?
How long ago was this?
It was about 9 years ago.
And you've never forgotten it.
No, I actually, we were down there, and we were about the only people down there. It was about 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock in the afternoon, and having lunch and all that, and saw her, and I thought it was her, but it's one of those things, like, she didn't have the full makeup and all that, and couldn't quite tell, and I was kind of looking at her, she's looking at me. I was telling the friends I was with, hey, I think that's Selma Hayek, and he's a computer nerd. He's like, no, trust me, I've seen her plenty of times on the computer, you know, it's not her. And finally, her mom came by. I went to the bathroom. Her mom came by, or ended up being her mom, and I told my fiance at the time to go follow her in there. And so she followed her in there with her and Selma, and she ended up trying to play a trick on me, saying, hey, I'll give you $100 if you pretend you're Selma Hayek. Well, she's like, kind of laughed and wouldn't take the money, and she noticed her ring and stuff, and so she came back out, and
Hey, Brandon, let me pause right here for 1 second. How do you make out with Selma Hayek and manage to turn that into a boring story? I mean, let's think about how difficult that must be. You've got that content to go to work with, yet you somehow manage to bore people to tears in telling it.
I'm sorry, it's a long story, but it's not a long story, though.
But here's the thing. Here's what people need to know about telling these stories. You can say, you know, we talked about it, we went back and forth, did a little recon, and to the best of my knowledge, it was her. And then move right to the part where you were making out with her.
Okay.
And we don't need any of the part about what time you left your house today or all the times you were going to call and when and why. We don't need any of that. We just want to know how she tasted.
So you made out with her?
Got it. She ended up buying us a round of tequila, invited us over, and yes, got pictures of Rose between our mouths. We ended up getting drunk.
Whoa! So, and you can't say that either.
Did your girlfriend go with you?
Yes. So she was my fiance at the time, and she had to go downstairs and end up going to the bathroom downstairs, passed out on a table, threw up all over the table. They came up and told me, hey, your fiance is throwing up all over the table. I'm in the corner with Selma Hayek right now. And fully dancing and the whole deal.
And you were like, oh, well, somebody ought to clean that up later.
Yeah, and finally the third time she came up, someone was like, hey, you better go down and check her out.
I'm not positive about this, but I'm going to say everything you said is false.
Well, it's true.
Okay, all right.
I think you believe it's true.
He says he has pictures. Send us pictures.
Yeah, we'd love to see pictures.
That would be great.
Good for you. even the 10 or 11 o'clock in the afternoon, that part is true?
It started at 11, it didn't end until about 3 in the afternoon, but yeah.
All right.
All right, David. Glad you called. I don't know why I'm glad you called, but thank you. Do send those photos, okay?
I want it to be true.
Yeah, sure.
I'm willing to suspend disbelief.
Sure.
But that guy was rough. We need to...
Everything is not an anecdote. You have to discriminate. You choose things that are funny or mildly amusing or interesting. You're a miracle. Your stories have none of that. They're not even amusing accidentally. And by the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Yeah, we need to have a clinic. We're going to have a how to tell a story clinic.
Yeah, it's always a good idea.
And the only reason we know is, I mean, we're not really experts at it, but we have learned, because there's no patience in this room, that you have to get to the part that matters really quickly. Otherwise, you lose people.
Yeah. Hey, there were people listening to the radio who would have been interested in hearing the Selma Hayek part of the story, but they were long gone by the time he got there, because they had punched over to Mark and Brian at that point.
Where?
Who? Whoever. Wherever.
Right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show. Okay. We are going to talk about people who get in fights over money, but the angle that we're looking for is the least amount of money that anyone has gotten in a fight over.
Oh, yes.
Because we have two examples. One is a hockey player in a cab.
Yep.
They got in a fight over, I believe it was 20 cents.
That's right.
Yeah. And then our friend Dewan having trouble over 1 cent or 15 cents. I can't tell.
Figure it out. It could be 25.
I don't do Dewan's math, but but it seems like getting in a fight over that small amount of money is ridiculous and great and funny.
Nope.
Also, comedian Daniel Tosh in our studios today. Love him.
Tosh.0
on Comedy Central, where he takes a look at some of the videos on the internet. Mm-hmm. It's a really funny show. We are going to talk to the creator of RunP.com.
Very helpful.
Great service that'll tell you what time during the movie's a little boring, so if you have to go to the bathroom, you can jump up and run out.
Yeah.
We have an update for you early about Duavide. Our friend who married a mannequin.
Yes.
Seems to be very happy with the mannequin.
Happier than anyone I know.
Yes. We are going to talk to the producer of my Oscar-worthy performance in a movie.
Called?
Dark Reel.
Oh, yes.
Where I really, really brought it. And let's see. We have singles tickets for you. And we have a special guest in studio to help us pick, because I believe we're closing Lisa's list.
What?
Because of questionable choices.
Come on, you guys.
So we're going to bring in Cassandra, Miss Double December, and she's going to help us pick.
I get a list.
Yes.
We all get a list.
But your list is getting smaller.
You don't get to judge my list. It's my list.
Yeah, it is. But your list just got smaller. That's all we're saying.
You.
And if we have the opportunity to replace you with Cassandra on any level, we're going to do it.
All right, we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Yeah, right. Correct.
Hey. Slightly Stupid on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 5:54.
Why do you look at Mike when you're playing Slightly Stupid, Kevin? What's that all about?
No reason.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show for a Thursday. Ralph is here with our first look at the Showbiz Beat. What the heck's going on?
A lot of people getting married. A lot of showbiz folk getting married. Anna Faris.
Ooh.
Who I adore.
She's great.
Of course, the House Bunny and Serve and Protect, I guess. Most recently we saw her with Seth Rogen in that film. She apparently is now married. In a small ceremony on July the 9th, she married her boyfriend Chris Pratt, who's an actor you may know from Parks and Recreation. And they got married in Bali. So they're Bali. Congratulations. She's 32. He's 30. So she's a cougar.
I'm not sure that counts.
And this saddens me. What? As much as I'm looking forward to the premiere of Mad Men this weekend on Sunday. Christina Hendricks has announced her engagement.
Oh.
Yeah.
That won't last.
She's marrying her fiancé, Jeffrey Arend, who is just a tool.
He's got to be.
Got to be.
Why do you know that? How do you know?
Because she was meant for me.
Ah.
And now he's upsetting the natural order of things.
I see.
Getting married in October. So, congratulations, I guess.
What do you do if you show up and Charlize Theron is in one room and Christine Hendrickson is in the other?
Oh, Charlize.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's an easy call.
So that's the way to not feel so bad about losing this one.
Is to realize
you still have Charlize.
You're not ever going to get the other one?
This is Bean's logic.
World, yeah. Exactly.
In Bean's world, he gets one of them.
All. I'll just wait for the next one. It's magic. Kourtney Kardashian,
Glendale.
Little sister of Kim Kardashian, is pregnant. She told E! Online, "We were in the Everglades, and I kept feeling nauseous and sick. I kept thinking something wasn't right. I went to the doctor, and he confirmed the news. I was just so shocked." I guess it was an immaculate conception.
Yeah.
Said the baby is due right around Christmas time. No word on who the father is. She has no idea, let's face it. It's someone in the state of Florida. That's all she knows.
Armenian pride, huh? Glendale!
Could be any number of burly African-American gentlemen, I'm sure. There's no way of knowing.
They're going to have to DNA test the whole state.
They literally will have to start swabbing cheeks from the panhandle all the way up to the north part of the state, because there's just no way of telling.
I hope it's Reggie Bush's baby.
It could take 5-10 years to figure out who the father of this baby is. And you know Chloe saying, "No one will ever impregnate me." She's just bitter.
Maybe Chloe's the father.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Speaking of Reggie Bush, smoking model Carmen Ortega has come forward with the news this week that she had an affair with Reggie while he was still in a relationship with Kim Kardashian.
Shocking.
It is shocking that a NFL player would be unfaithful to a significant other.
Yeah.
But the interesting part of the story is that she made a video of their bedroom action.
Oh, right. Good.
She says she's hesitant about sharing the details and has no idea what to do with the footage.
Is that a how much
what
can
will
I get
ever
for
do
it?
With this videotape of me having sex with Reggie Bush?
When will you people, especially celebrities, learn to not videotape yourself having sex?
Carmen says that she is not carrying Reggie's child, though, despite rumors to the contrary. So there you go. No baby, but a sex tape.
All right.
So we got that going for us. You know, sometimes you get the hots for a cartoon character, you just can't help yourself. Right? You're with me, right?
Well, I have a crush on Homer, if that's what you
say. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
John Moyer is a guy just like you, Kevin. Apparently, he traveled from the great Keystone State of Pennsylvania to Disney World down there in Florida in June because he found Minnie Mouse so irresistible.
Uh-oh.
He paid his entrance into the park, found Minnie strolling around the park.
Oh, no.
And promptly started to molest her.
Oh, no.
Hell
yeah.
He started groping Minnie, running his hands all over her, especially her breasticles.
Oh.
Brittany McGoldrick, who unfortunately was inside the Minnie Mouse costume at the time.
Wait a minute, wasn't really Minnie Mouse?
It turns out it was not really Minnie Mouse. I had to push him down and run. I was doing everything I could do to get his hands off my breasts.
Wow.
John was arrested for misdemeanor battery this week and maintained his innocence, saying that he had felt true love for Minnie. But he was ordered to write an apology letter to Minnie, do 50 hours of community service, and cough up $1,000 in fines. And they've asked him not to come back to the most happy place on
sure,
earth.
Sure,
sure.
I mean, it could have just as easily been a guy in those suits. I mean,
absolutely.
They're completely gender neutral.
That would have been funny.
That would have been funny.
Is Mickey going to kick his ass?
I'm a dude. Yeah, really. Mickey should be cheesed off. Yeah. See, cheese. Mouse.
Yeah. I didn't get that at first. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Nicely done.
Dancing with the Stars talk. People speculating.
How dare you?
Who's going to hit the big floor for the pas de doble, or whatever the hell they do out there?
Well, one of them is going to be B now that he's learning to do the tango.
Absolutely. We know he's well on his way. Hoorah. We already said Lou Ferrigno is in line to be on the show, but apparently it's Dancing with the Jackson friends and families. LaToya apparently has been made an offer to participate as well as Jermaine.
Hmm. An all-Jackson version of this?
It looks like it's everyone associated with the Jacksons so far for the new cast, so we'll have to wait and see.
LaToya's the crazy one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Maybe they're not getting that weekly check from their brother anymore to live on, so they got to start looking for work.
I hope Jermaine brings his son, Your Majesty.
I do, too.
I hope he dances with him.
Sounds like a joke, but isn't.
Actually named his kid Your Majesty. Today's celebrity birthdays, August 13th may be the lightest day of the year.
Really?
Yeah, Dave and I were talking about it. This may be the roughest day.
All right.
We have Debbie Mazar, who I like, from Entourage. She plays the publicist on Entourage.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's 45 years old today. I like her.
Yeah.
Not exactly a big name.
No.
But I like her. And we got Danny Bonaducci.
That's it?
Who used to do radio here in Los Angeles. And now, I think, is a steroid mule. He goes goes to Mexico and just brings back steroids for people.
That's his job?
That's what his job is, yeah. He's 50 years old today. I'm Ralph Garvin. I walk the show.
All right, let's talk to a listener, Chris, who lives in Tokyo, Japan.
Hey!
Listens online.
Yep.
And saw the internet posting that we put up on Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup. Of the Japanese subway. Is it a subway or a train or what
it's a
was
train.
A train? Okay. Chris, hi.
Hey, konnichiwa, Kevin Bean.
Konnichiwa to you. Now, I understand we're speaking internationally and there's a little bit of a delay, so please, folks, bear with us. Did you used to live in the United States and that's when you started listening, or did you pick us up while living over there for the first time?
I lived in the U.S. for about 6 years. Until about 2006, and then I moved away, and I've been living in Japan since, I guess, about October of last year.
Did your moving away have anything to do with the authorities? Are you running from the police?
Not at all. Okay. I happen to work in the automotive industry, and there's a lot of automotive over here.
All right.
Okay.
I got you.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So you're contributing to making hardworking Americans lose their jobs in the auto industry. I mean, basically, you shut down Detroit. Do I have that right, Chris?
Well, you know, we tried,
yes.
but Obama, you know, came in and tried to fix all that.
Yeah,
Yeah, our so-called president. All right, let's talk about the reason you emailed us was because of the subject we were talking about the trains. And, you know, people hear that it's crowded in Tokyo. People hear there are a lot of people in a small space there. But they have no idea until they see this video or hear from guys like you just how much personal space is given up if you're going to be in a city like that, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. The idea of personal space and what is personal space in Japan is just totally different. It's a-holes and elbows in those trains sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, I mean, here there's a lot of people, too, and if you're getting in a bus or a subway or something like that, basically you have the option. You go, wow, that's really crowded. I think I'll just wait for the next one. I'm not comfortable. Nobody puts their hands on you. But the internet video that we put up was a Japanese train, and the cops there, the train cops, were shoving people into the train, and it goes on.
And they wanted to get shoved into the train.
No one was fighting them.
No,
but I mean, like, really bearing down like a linebacker would,
yeah.
And just shoving and shoving. It probably took, you know, a minute of pushing these people, and then when they finally pried the doors shut, it looked like there wasn't room for, you know, a hairpin in that train. I mean, does that not freak people out?
It really doesn't, and it's very common in rush hour. I mean, I've been on trains where I've pulled up at the station, and there's been maybe 30 people waiting in line, and there's no room for 30 people. But somehow, with the right amount of impetus, you can get 30 people into that train.
So
and,
they just start.
When that happens,
they just,
I mean, it's not uncommon for someone to have their armpit, you know, their face in my armpit.
So they just start pushing until the people get in. That's just basically the way things work.
That is, and I think it's just because that the next train that comes to the station is going to be just as crowded, being late to work is a really bad thing in Japan.
Chris, we're talking to a Kevin Bean listener, Chris, who lives in Tokyo, talking about the way they shove 1,000 people onto a train car built for 100. Is there any problem with molestation going on when you're forced to be so close to people? Are there some perverts who get in there and take advantage of it because they can?
Oh, yeah, there definitely are. I mean, in fact, they even have all-female cars during rush hour in some places.
Is that
because
right?
Because of groping issues and so forth.
Yeah.
Very not uncommon. I've had my wife has even been flashed. You know, she's a very Western-looking woman living over here, and she's been flashed on trains and stuff.
Flashed? How do they have the room to put their hands down by their pants? And, I mean, how do they have any room to do that?
It was a little bit less crowded of a train, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, it happens, and but not to say that it is all the norm, but it happens.
Sure. You know, besides the fact that we're Westerners and we insist on personal space, so this would never fly in this country, the other thing is I gotta imagine that would be considered a safety violation in the United States, that just for, in the event of an emergency, you wouldn't be able to evacuate easily. I would imagine that would stop us from doing it here, but they don't seem to be concerned with that in Japan.
I think that they know it's probably an issue, but they just choose to ignore it because they know they need to get the people from A to B.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been on buses, for example, and the buses can get the same way where, you know, when all the seats are full in the U.S., that'd be it. No more people on the bus.
Right.
But they'll have people, you know, standing room only all the way down the aisle until there's literally just people standing, you know, on the platform to get on the bus. And literally there's no way to get another person on the bus. And you can imagine what would happen if there's an accident.
Well, the good thing is, once you open the doors, people explode out. You know, like a soda that you shake up, just explode. They might get out quicker.
There have to be stories of people who have died on the train, and then everyone gets out, and the guy just crumples to the floor. Because
no one knew it?
Yeah, no one knew it.
Well, I don't know about dying, but there's certainly one of the things that is very common is the Japanese, I don't know if it's genetic or just learned behavior, but they can sleep standing up on a train, and people will fall asleep, even in these compressed trains, just standing up, hanging from a rope.
Wow.
That's unbelievable. Hey, let me read real quick from Chris's email before we let him go. And by the way, we're going to take you up on your offer to be the Kevin and Bean correspondent in Tokyo because we're very delighted to have a listener over there. Here's how Chris ends his email. Hey, Ralph, just do the damned animal voices. They're funny. Hey, Lisa, you can ride my train anytime if you know what I'm saying. Mike, you're a douchebag, but props on the fear story. It still cracks me up. Kevin, learn to speak English and keep taking everything back. Bean, as a fellow Aspie, I feel for you. Tell the Mexican to keep the podcast coming. Nothing burns me out more than when he falls asleep at work and I don't have a fresh Kevin and Bean podcast for my morning commute. So there you go. Our biggest Tokyo fan. Chris, thanks a lot for joining us on the show today and telling us about your experience. Keep in touch, dude.
Thanks a lot. It was great. And goodbye, Lisa.
Goodbye, Chris.
Okay. Konnichiwa to you as well.
Talk to you soon.
Hey! 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 6:38.
Miss Cleo answers your phone calls here at the Kevin and Bean Show and has for some time, and she is recently single. She's exactly the type of person, by the way, that we're thinking about when we throw these Kevin and Bean singles parties because there are people out there who are, you know, they're on the market. They're looking.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with them, really. They just don't have anybody at the moment.
Well, I would say there's nothing wrong with Miss Cleo.
So if you want to join us and perhaps be Miss Cleo's date, now is the time to call 1-800-520-1067. It's time to spread them at Bardot.
Yeah, what's your name?
I'm Charmaine.
Oh, Charmaine. Yeah, what's up?
I'm here to spread them.
Yeah, yeah, go right in, baby. Yeah, next.
Hey, I'm here for the Kevin and Bean singles party.
What'd you say your name was?
I'm Chad. My name's Chad.
Man, get the out of here, you punk-ass bitch. Everybody listen up. If you want to spread them at Bardot with Kevin and Bean, you need to be on the list. All right, next.
Now, here's the problem. We all have a list that we're putting people on, and we've had some list abuse. So what we've had to do is take a list away and give that list to someone else.
Some people abuse the privilege of the list.
That's correct.
I thought the point of the list was that we would get a good mix because we all like different people.
That's what we were shooting
for. That's what we were going for. I was doing.
But then you made some effing shaky choices where you let in the chick who Ralph described as trank dart.
Right. You
she
let her
comes
in.
Alive at night. Yeah. Uh-huh. Just like Miss Cleo.
You're guessing.
Miss Cleo gets smart afternoon.
Yes, I do.
So we've taken your list away and we've given it to Miss Cleo.
Now. Lisa's list became the no fly list.
And you're giving it to me?
Yeah, I know. Oddly enough, me to a terrorist.
Just for now.
You'll get it back. You'll get another shot, Lisa, maybe between now and tomorrow.
All right.
You can go to BardotHollywood.com if you want to check out the outstanding night spot that we're going to be at tomorrow night. Of course, we got some music provided by our friend DJ Omar Khan.
DJ Omar Khan.
We got drink specials. Lightning will be there with his famous confessional booth. 21 and up. We're looking for guys right now. And of course, after you go to the party tomorrow night, please go see the new Ashton Kutcher movie Spread this weekend. Who do you want to start with here, guys?
Let's start with Evan. 26 years old. Hi, Evan.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Bean. Sorry.
Whoa.
Next.
Hey, easy
I'm
now.
Just joking. Oh, wow. I'm just joking.
Although you did come on as a window licker quite quickly.
You did. I thought Eli Manning was on the phone for a second.
Hi, Evan.
All right, we're gonna let Miss Cleo at least we'll see how she does in doing some of these interviews because they're not as easy as they sound in the other room. Cleo, what do you got for Evan?
Evan, how are you doing today?
Good, Miss Cleo.
All right, I got a couple questions for you. So, how important is spelling to you? You know, like on a scale of 1 to 10.
Probably about 8 or 9. I can't stand it when people miss things that should be easy.
Yeah, he's a pre-med student.
You and I won't go well together. Yeah, I'm just going to tell you that right
brains
now.
Brains are important
okay.
for Evan.
Now, you don't have to just pick for yourself, though. If you think other women would like to meet him, you can pick them
All
as
right.
well.
So you're Either a med student. What do you do for a living?
Right now, I work as a background investigator and a radar technician in the Valley. So I got 2 part-time jobs.
And he's pre-med.
Radar technician.
Why would I want to hook up with you at the party?
Well, I don't particularly like hooking up. I'd rather get in a relationship with somebody. But I'm reasonably good looking. I get all kinds of compliments from girls all day long.
Okay.
About my eyes and just stuff.
Hey, there's plenty of room for gay guys at the party too.
You sound cool, but not for the party.
Next.
Thanks, dude.
Wow.
All right.
Woo.
Tough,
rough, but nicely done.
Can I have
done.
My list back?
No,
nope.
No,
right
that was the right call.
You just got sandblasted, Evan.
All right, let's go to Alex. Alex, hi.
Hi, how you guys doing? Hi, Miss Cleo.
Hi, Alex.
What is this, Rage Day in the Kevin Bean Show?
I don't know why everyone's in Fallout Boy.
Are
this
we taking calls
so
from Abby?
Alex, are you single right now?
I am single right now.
How long have you been single?
Probably the last month or so.
Month or so.
Are you still hung up on your ex?
No, I think we had actually a really good clean break, so I've moved on.
And you're both still going to be the best of friends?
No, we've talked once or twice, but I'm not sure that
all right.
You know, we're going to be going each other's.
Does he still take your calls?
How dare you, sir?
What do you do for a living?
I'm actually a physician.
A physician?
Oh, doctor.
Wow. Hmm. Okay.
That changes
How old
everything,
are you?
Doesn't it,
what,
people?
What's your specialty?
I'm a pediatrician, actually.
Pediatrician.
How old are you?
I am 28.
Hmm.
Wow. So is this, let me ask you this. I'm trying to get inside the female mind here. If a doctor is a pediatrician, is that a big turn on for you ladies? Because obviously they like being around kids?
I think it's a plus. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Better than a urologist.
Cool. You know that he can deal with kids.
Yeah.
He's not going to snap.
I have a question.
How do you feel about homosexuality?
Is that your question or your...
Both.
You know, I think people are somewhere along the scale of straight to gay. I'm not sure.
There you go.
There are actually many people who are extremely one or the other. And I think as long as you're comfortable with who you're into, then no one else should have a problem with it.
Thank you, Dr. Okay. Kinsey.
One more follow-up.
Are you a pedophile?
Oh,
that's just, we ask that of everyone.
Alex, we ask that of everyone.
Alex, why said. Would I want to hook up with you at the party?
Well, number one, I take care of myself.
What do you look like?
That answers the gay question.
What do I look like?
Yes.
I'm 5'6". I have short brown hair. I make it to the gym 4 or 5 times a week.
How much do I?
160 pounds.
All right.
All right, listen, we're out of time, Ms. Cleo and Alex, because we wanted to get in a couple more calls. What do you think?
Would you or do you think other K-Rock listeners would like to meet him at the party?
I'm going to go with no.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Sorry,
wow.
Alex.
What's a brother got to
nice
do?
Dating service.
I got to tell you, I think that's the right call as well.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I really do.
I was, I mean, he sounded a little flaky, but there were a lot of things about Alex I was impressed with.
The doctor was pretty cool. He seems cool, but
all right, let's go to Ben, 22 years old.
It's so funny single, because Cleo.
There are women out there who hear us talking to a guy who's in good shape. He's young. He's ambitious.
The
he's
doctor.
Got a career. And yet that's still not enough. I mean, boy, it's tough to date right now.
Yeah. Ben, hi.
Hello, Kevin and Bean, and hello, Cleo.
Hello.
Hi, Ben.
Who's your favorite member of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy?
I do not watch that show.
No, you do not.
No, I do not.
What do you do for a living, Ben?
I am a diesel mechanic.
Wow.
A diesel mechanic?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay.
How long have you been single?
I've been single for about 3 months now.
3 months? Okay.
All right. Ms. Cleo, any questions for Ben?
Yes. What's your ideal first date?
My ideal first date would be to go out to a dinner over by the beach, and then after that, either go to the movies or go to dancing, however you feel after we're done eating. And then after that, who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows? Right.
That's right.
I kind of like this, Ben.
All right.
What do you said you're a mechanic? Is that what you
yes
said you do?
Yes. I'm a diesel mechanic.
He's good with his hands, if that's what you're asking, Cleo. Yes.
Yes, I'm good with my hands.
How important is spelling to you?
How important is spelling to me?
Yes. Yeah.
Not important at all, because I don't spell at all.
Ben's in.
There you go. That's the right
yes
answer.
Yes to Ben.
All right, so
finally,
you're on.
We
all
found
right,
someone
so
dumb enough for Cleo.
You're on Cleo's list.
God forbid the doctor gets in. But,
yeah, right.
W-dub-dub. Yeah,
the
I'll
guy
take
can't spell Ben.
Okay, you're on my list.
All right, we have time for one more. Any of these on the line that look particularly appealing to you, Miss Cleo?
I think maybe Fernando. I think we need to give him a shot and see if that's the kind of guy that she likes. Fernando, hi.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. It's lovely to meet you.
Good morning.
Fernando's 25 and a sociology student. What else can you tell us about yourself?
Still working also at the same time. And like I said, I was interested in doing some jumping jacks with Miss Cleo.
Yeah, I bet you were. That's a short date with Miss Cleo, man.
She's
done.
The missing 48 seconds you want?
Hopefully she can reach the minute.
Yeah.
Fernando, what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm still working right now currently while I'm going to school.
Where do you work?
I'm a lab analyst, pretty much.
A lab analyst?
Yeah.
What does that entail?
What do you analyze?
Coffee.
Coffee?
Nice.
Yeah. So it's pretty much that tech, moisture, everything, color, and everything like that.
Hmm. Spelling's important to him, sorry. Ms. Cleo.
Fernando, why would I want to hook up with you at the party?
I don't see why not. I mean, like I said, I'm already giving you the motivation for you to do something that you didn't do before.
Yeah.
He's giving you a second chance.
He's got a little bit of a tune. Yeah. Well,
someone has to deal with you. That's right.
Yeah, it's true.
Fernando, are you single?
I am.
How long have you been single?
It's been probably like 4 months now. Yeah.
What's your best attribute?
What do you look like?
Either one.
6 foot, 225. I don't know, I'm pretty much well built.
Swole. He's swole.
Mike? Right, I'm not getting much of a read. What do we...
Neither am I. You sound kind of dull, Fernando.
No, not at all. You got to give me a chance, definitely. Miss Cliff, got to give me the opportunity.
Yes, she does, but she doesn't really.
All right, Miss Cleo, last shot. What do you think?
Yay or nay?
No.
No. All right.
Wow.
She's
tough
rough.
Room.
Yeah, one guy.
She's rough.
Well, she will be single forever.
Well, here's the thing. The difficult thing is that we don't want to be dicks, obviously. We don't want to be mean to people.
So what does Miss Cleo do?
But we also want, when people come to the party, we want them to be excited to meet these people that we've talked to. And if you let in duds, then they're not going to be excited to meet them, and it makes for a bad party.
I agree.
So,
well, nice work, Miss Cleo.
You didn't chew up much of Lisa's list, but we gave it a shot.
Maybe I'll meet back.
At least I have a list.
Yes, you do still.
There certainly will be plenty of room on the dance floor tomorrow night, thanks to Miss Cleo. Comedian Daniel Tosh joins us next half hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He looks so boyish, yet he says such naughty things on his Comedy Central show. He'll be coming in here in just a few minutes. Also, how about the, it's available as a website and an iPhone app that tells you when to go pee when you're at the movies. A very useful service that, Ralph, you mentioned you could have used this past weekend.
Could have used it when I was watching The Goods. Would have liked to have known what I missed. Yeah. See, the best part is they tell you what you missed, too. So they tell you when to go, but they also give you a brief synopsis of what's going on the screen. So when you come back, you haven't missed any part of the
That's movie. A great service.
Yeah.
So runpee.com. We'll find out what the deal is with that coming up in just a few minutes. Now Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Thursday.
Looks like Paula Abdul continues to fail up. She may be leaving American Idol, but apparently she's got lots of job opportunities at her disposal.
Like what?
She has reportedly in talks to at least join the judges panel on Dancing with the Stars, if not participate as a contestant.
Okay.
She may be a new judge, and she's also been talking to the producers of Ugly Betty, where she may join the cast as a wacky cougar who starts working in the office there with Betty and the rest of those people.
There's
who
no
do
chance
those shenanigans.
She's a competent actress, is there?
Nope.
Okay. So, well,
doesn't mean she won't be on the show.
I hope she gets that then.
Like to see her act poorly?
Yes.
But see, if she has a script, though, she'll be bad, but she won't be interesting. She's best extemporaneously.
You're right.
She needs, like, her own talk show or something where she can be
her
insane.
Own talk show would be awesome.
Let's get her a talk show.
That would be great.
Daytime talk show.
Get Mark Burnett on the phone.
Where she solves people's problems. She could like be an even crazier Tyra.
That would be awesome.
How great would that be? You, like me, may be a fan of the Jason Bourne films.
Mm-hmm. Love, love, love.
You'll be happy to know. Matt Damon is apparently back in secret agent mode. He is talking to the producers of that film series for yet another in the Bourne Identity series.
Excellent! Is there another book to be made? Or
I believe there's a couple more Bourne books that they could use from. But obviously they don't need the books any longer now that they have the established franchise. But Matt had said after the trilogy was finished that he was pretty much done. But now apparently they have a good enough idea that he's willing to at least talk to producers. And it could be a go by next month.
They sort of wrapped the story up, though, in the last minute. It seems like they arrested the wrong people. I mean, the right people.
They wrapped the Rocky story up, too, in the first film. You know, you can always go back if you've got a good enough idea for... I mean, he's got the skills.
Sure.
You know, he kind of he knows who he is now, but he's still got those skills. So what if they come after his family? Or what if something goes wrong? Or someone treads on the wrong foot? Jason Bourne is out for revenge.
I'm in. I love those movies.
Yeah, I do, too. Speaking of movies, John Heder, Napoleon Dynamite, is set to star in a new film called Buddy Holly is Alive and Well on Ganymede. Apparently, he will play a geeky guy, what a surprise, whose uneventful life changes when Buddy Holly turns up on every TV channel he watches and claims that he is the only person who understands why this is happening, and that causes the character to be pursued by aliens.
Oh, yes!
Again?
That old chestnut. That old story about Buddy Holly coming back from an alien planet and talking to you on television. I'm so tired of that hackneyed old plot line.
Give him the breathalyzer!
For those of you who don't know, Buddy Holly was a very popular 50s rock and roll singer who died in a plane crash, supposedly.
Yes, supposedly.
But now apparently he's been living on the planet Ganymede for some time.
How did he get to that planet?
We'll have to watch the movie and find out, Kevin. And Kiss is coming to Vegas.
Woo!
Gene Simmons has announced on Tuesday that Kiss Carnival of Souls will be a brand new live theater extravaganza, much like Cirque du Soleil, but involving Kiss music as well as live performers, acrobatics, pyrotechnics. He says it's going to be the greatest show in Las Vegas.
Wait a minute,
Gene
Simmons?
Believe it or not, Gene Simmons can occasionally employ hyperbole to get his point across.
Yeah.
No word yet on which casino will be carrying the show, but all those details should fall into place in the upcoming months, according to Gene Simmons. Kiss in Sin City.
I like it.
Gene, are you looking forward to putting this production together?
Quite excited, Ralph. Yeah. I love Las Vegas.
Right.
When I'm
mm-hmm.
there, I like to often play the slots.
Sure.
Lisa May, speaking of slots.
Today's celebrity birthday is Debbie Mazar of Entourage. She plays Vince's publicist on that show. She's 45 years old today. And Danny Bonaducci, who was a child actor back in the 70s on The Partridge Family, and then got into radio, and then got out of radio, and then got back into radio,
right?
And then got out of radio,
pretty right?
And then he took some drugs,
mm-hmm.
and then he got into radio, and then he got out of radio, and then
right.
he took some steroids, and then got into radio, and then he got out of radio. And now I think he's doing radio in Philadelphia.
Okay,
which mm-hmm. goes to show you the state of radio in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Here's the deal, Kevin. You go to G.I. Joe,
yep.
and you're 48 minutes into the thing, and you realize you're going to burst. You realize you had that that large drink when you sat down at the beginning of the previews, and now you got to go. How do you know when it's time to go?
You don't. You wait for some kind of a romantic part.
Well,
and then you run.
Are you going to find a romantic part in G.I. Joe?
Not
is that
much.
Part of the story?
Yeah. No.
if you're on runp.com, though, you know that 48 minutes into the movie is when Duke starts to tell the G.I. Joe team who Anna is. And they tell you you've got 4 minutes to go. Here's what you miss while you're out of the theater. And you'll be happy to get back in your seat when you do, when you're with your empty bladder. So it's a beautiful service. Runp.com is what it's called. And we've got the creator on the phone right now. Dan Florio joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on the show, guys.
Sure.
Well, we're delighted, and it's one of those ideas that comes along and you go, how has America survived this far into the 21st century without a product like yours already existing? Like, I can't believe we didn't think of this years ago.
I know. It's one of those simple little things.
Well, the good thing is that you don't come back into the theater after going to the bathroom and sit down and go, what did I miss?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because that seems to happen a lot.
Yeah. And you don't miss those, like, really, really important scenes, like, say, in Star Trek, how many people went out when Kirk was on the ice planet. Well, this looks like he's going to be running around, so I can just go now.
Right.
Yeah, that was a bad idea.
Yeah.
So take us back to that light bulb over the head moment, Dan, where you came up with it and how the whole thing got invented.
Well, I was watching the remake of King Kong, all 3 hours of it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, by the end of the movie, I didn't run to pee. I sat there in discomfort, and by the end, you know, King Kong is on the street, he's kind of dying, and I'm just thinking, you know, would this ape just die so I can go to the restroom?
Right.
And then I walked out of the theater, it was opening night, and there's all these people in line to go back in, or going after us, and I thought, you know, I could just walk over there and tell them. When that scene with the big hairy bugs comes up, just go.
That's the point. That's the point where you're going to be missing the least amount of
whole
of
theater
movie.
Gets up, walks yeah. out, goes to the bathroom, comes back.
Now, do you do
I
it
like
for?
It.
Right.
Do you do it for all new movies?
For all movies that are in wide release, you know, nothing limited or anything.
Right.
Yeah, like right now, if you go to the front page of RunP.com, you got A Perfect Getaway, G.I. Joe, Julie and Julia, Aliens in the Attic, Funny People, G-Force, Orphan, The Ugly Truth, Harry Potter. I mean, those are most of the movies that most people are going to see these days. So
exactly.
Was it shortly after the King Kong date that you went home and put up the website?
Well, I bought the domain, RunP, a week after seeing the movie, but it took... It took about 3 years before I actually got around to building the website.
Just you were too busy with your other life, working and everything else?
Yeah, I was working at Microsoft and doing that whole thing, and finally got around to it last spring. I actually built it because I wanted to improve my skill set. I'm a developer by trade,
right?
And I thought this would be a nice project, and then, holy cow. Who thought people would actually use this?
Well, it's super useful. I mean, it, every one of us goes, yes, that's happened to me recently.
Yep.
I mean, that's
yes.
that's why it's because, you mm-hmm. know, it's information that we need. Like, for example, for Julie and Julia, you could have just put at any point.
Oh, come on.
You know, I mean, you bring up a good point with, like, G.I. Joe. You know, you're saying, well, just go during any romantic scene, and that's probably true because I'm pretty sure nobody went to see the movie –
for romance.
Right, but that's also one of those
action scenes.
That's also one of those movies that is almost nonstop action. Are there? Have you come up against any movies that where it's really difficult to find any time?
I would say so far the hardest one was My Sister's Keeper, and while it sounds like a really boring plotting movie, there was just no period of like 3 or 4 minutes.
Was that the little girl that was
dying? Right.
That was dying in her sister? Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Really? That's it. That's the one that you couldn't find time.
That was. They bailed me out with a music montage.
Okay.
So. Right. Oh, that helps. Hey, by the way, another reason why RunP.com is great is, let's face it, there are many movies that we go to because there's a hot actress with one scene where she takes her top off. God forbid you miss that. How pissed would you be if you paid your $9 and then you found out you missed, you know, Salma Hayek's topless scene or something like that?
Yeah. Right.
And you would absolutely make sure that the run pee break never occurred during something like that, right?
Well, if Selma slipped me a couple of bucks, yeah, I could make sure of that.
We need to get Dan together with Mr. Skin and have a comprehensive list of what's going on in the movie so you know
that's a good idea.
Now, is there a longer – do you provide longer breaks, say, for example, if number two is needed? I mean, is it a longer
– oh, here's, I don't think we need to get into that at
here's
all.
Enough, here's 7 minutes that you can –
yeah, I think if that comes up, you just shot the movie. You need to see it again.
Okay. All right.
All right. All right. So runp.com now, if you're lucky if you've got internet access on your phone or something like that. But I understand there's also an iPhone app that people are using. Is that true?
There is, yeah. And so, you know, that lets you, presumably, you're nice, considerate of your fellow moviegoers, and you will read the cues before the movie.
Sure, that always happens.
Right, right. And then, you know, when you walk out to use the restroom, you can read what's happening while you're away.
Okay, all right.
At the urinal, you're standing there looking at your phone and realizing what scene you're missing, right?
Yes, yes. Just don't drop your phone.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. Now, is there some kind of a not an alarm, but something that tells you when it's time to go? Can you set it before the movie starts?
There is. We've got the iPhone app. We're building others for other platforms. And with the iPhone app, it has a timer that's built in. So as soon as your movie begins, you hit the timer.
Nice.
And it knows where the pee times are, and it will vibrate in your pocket to remind you, hey, in about 2 minutes, keep an eye out.
All right.
That's fantastic.
Yep.
That's great.
So two things. One is you're not missing anything, and two is you get caught up on what you did miss while you were out.
So smart.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, you don't want to use this, but if you have to.
Right, sure. Sometimes,
exactly.
Sometimes you spend the whole movie saying to yourself, I can make it. No, I can't. I can make it. No, I can't.
Yeah.
That's a frustrating thing to do.
Dan Florio is the creator of RunP.com. Check out the website. Get the app. Great work, Dan. Like I said when we brought you on, I can't believe this didn't exist before. I don't know how we'll ever live without it now that it's here. But thank you for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show today. We enjoyed it.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you. Oh! 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 7:24.
Kevin, you all right there?
Yeah, I just...
He couldn't hear for some
reason. My headphones were... Not
what happened?
I don't know what happened.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. You think you're having trouble. What do you think's going on with Daniel Tosh right now?
Yeah, he's supposed to be here, and we don't know where he is. So if you see Daniel Tosh on the roads, go ahead and give him a little honk. Tell him to get on over to the Kevin and Bean Show.
They like that.
Yeah.
Maybe, perhaps he forgot. So somebody out there send him in our direction because we love him. We love his show. We look forward to having him in. But we do have something else that we need to talk about here anyway.
Well, I don't know if you saw the story, but the Chicago Blackhawks hockey player that got in a fight with a cab driver over a certain amount of money. Here's the audio from that story.
Patrick Kane to the middle of the...
South Buffalo native and Chicago Blackhawks superstar Pat Kane is charged with robbery and criminal mischief. Buffalo police say 20-year-old Kane and his 21-year-old cousin James Kane got a cab on Chippewa to this Eastwood Place house. That's where the cab driver says the two punched him in the face and head when he didn't give them 20 cents in change.
Okay, so he makes $3.75 million a year.
Correct.
He's 20 years old. He's
correct.
A superstar for the Chicago Blackhawks. A, why the hell is he living in Buffalo in the offseason?
Great question. Even though he came from there, you get out of Buffalo as soon as you can.
Of course.
Of course you do.
Never
yeah.
to return.
B, why did he care about 20 cents?
I don't, I think fame.
C, alcohol?
I think alcohol and fame and money all do one thing that people don't realize, and that's that they make whatever your weakness is stronger or whatever your strength is stronger. So if this guy's a dick, he can be more of a dick when he has fame and money. So he's probably that type of guy anyway, but 20 cents, don't you just go,
All right. Well, okay.
I mean, and that even takes us past where if it's $13.80, you just give the guy 15 and get out of the cab anyway. Wouldn't you say almost everybody would give the cabbie his dollar?
Right. So he was getting no tip, but he was 20 cents short. So the guy got in a fight. Now he's been charged with robbery and criminal mischief.
Yeah. Well, that can't be good.
His attorney is claiming that this is all overblown and it wasn't really an assault or anything like that. But the cab driver seems to be sticking to his story that said his glasses were pulled off and the guy tried to pry money out of his hand and, you know, hit him in the face and on and on and on and on and on. And it's just, it's crazy. I mean, there's no question alcohol is involved here. You don't make that decision if you're not drunk, right?
Right.
I don't know how you would.
Yeah.
And then our favorite Kevin and Bean listener, Dewan A. Johnson, Los Angeles, California, he tells us on the air a couple of weeks ago that he was steaming, furiously angry at a waitress because he felt that he had gotten incorrect change. And wasn't it for a similar amount to that?
Well, we couldn't tell. It was anywhere between 1 cent and 30 cents.
Yeah.
But we couldn't follow the math. But it is a tiny, tiny amount of money. And it's the amount of money. No, it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. It's the amount of money where you go, well, all right, well, whatever.
Whatever.
Just move on.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a penny. So we wanted to take some phone calls from you, the Kevin and Bean audience, about the smallest amount of money that you have ever gotten in a fight over. Because you know how that happens. You're doing something. You're in the middle of something else. You're not thinking. Something comes up. So all of a sudden, you're in all this aggression. And you go, what is this about? It's 5 cents. Well, why are we fighting?
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure there are going to be some stories that aren't like these two that we've described where it's a personal thing with the person that you're in the dispute with over the cash. Like you hate this person or you really, really strongly are having an argument with this person and you don't want to let them win, quote unquote,
right,
even for a 25-cent amount. I bet there's going to be some of that where there's more going on that it really isn't about the money. It's just about the relationship between the people. Both of these cases are people that didn't really know each other. It was just a business transaction that went out of control.
Just a random situation where it was, you know, anything less than a dollar. Don't you just walk away and go, well, I'll get it next time.
So yeah, it's really. And both these situations were tips should have been left.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Weren't. Also,
and in the hockey case, it was this 20-year-old hockey player who was, I think, the best rookie in last year or something,
nice,
2 years ago, and his 21-year-old cousin. There's two of them that hit the cab driver.
Man,
what's up with that? Over 20 cents?
Wow,
isn't that? Why isn't one punch for 20 cents enough?
And I would also think, by the way, and I know that in the heat of the moment, especially if you're drinking, especially if it's 3 a.m., especially if you're 20, maybe you don't think this way, but I have a reputation to protect if I'm a celebrity like Patrick Kane is.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to think about what this does to the Blackhawks. He's on the cover of the new NHL Hockey 2010 or whatever the game's called that's coming out. I mean, he's that big right now. You think that he has to always be on his best behavior because a story like this gets out and now all of a sudden you know people are going to be, you know, chanting at him at every city he goes to.
That's
people
true.
Are gonna be. There's no question people are going to be throwing dimes on the ice when they travel.
20 cents. They're going to all the other place.
Oh, it's
going to be awesome.
What do you think? Kevin, let's face it. You're
absolutely
going to see the Blackhawks to throw dimes at him.
Absolutely.
So that's the topic on the table. 1-800-520-1067. What is the smallest amount that has ever caused a fight? We want to hear about it. And by the way, Daniel Tosh apparently has been located. Will be joining us soon. All of that straight ahead right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. You're Kevin and Bean. Eric writes. Eric writes.
Yeah, Eric.
Thank you, Bean.
Wow. Sorry, I couldn't figure out what was going on.
Me neither.
Listening to you guys on the radio right now, and I'm sure I'll win this discussion. I am currently involved in a lawsuit with my ex-employer for an amount of 10 cents.
Yes.
He's
what?
Suing over 10 cents, ladies and gentlemen.
But see, that's a... You
He's
have a
really,
personal
really
vendetta.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that's different than these guys that were in a cab, these hockey players that were in a cab and didn't get 20 cents and beat the guy up. I mean, that's very different.
Well, that's what we're looking for at 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Brian. He's on line one. What's the smallest amount of money that you got in a fight over is the topic of the day. Hey, Brian, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Smallest amount of money?
15 cents.
15 cents.
Yeah.
What happened?
What's
the
deal?
What were the details?
All right, okay. I got to stop real quick. I was in high school, and, like, this dude came up to me. I knew him pretty good. He's from class. He's like, dude, do you have any change? And I'm like, yeah, here you go. And it was only, like, 15 cents. But
okay.
Later on in the week, dude, I needed money. And then I was like,
I was scrounging bad, dude. And then I saw the guy. I'm like, hey, you guys have 15 cents I gave you? He's like, dude, it's just 15 cents. And then, like, we ended up arguing, and then we ended up scrapping.
Yes, you got in a fight over 15 cents.
So yeah, it was the principle of the thing. You didn't want to be taken advantage of.
Exactly, exactly. Wow. I ended up punching the dude in the face, but then, like, when I was in the principal's office and we talked about it.
Did your own behavior sound really stupid to you at that point?
Yes, it sounded, right. Yeah.
All right. All right, good.
Fantastic. Thank you for the call. Let's try Matt. He's on line three on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Matt. Thanks for calling in. What happened?
Hey, Kevin Bean, Lisa May.
Hi, Matt.
So I used to deliver pizzas in Sacramento, and I wasn't personally the dick about the change, but I delivered to some really bad apartment complexes, you know, gang territory.
Right.
So I had this one big guy who I think his total was like $14.92 or something like that, and I didn't have any loose change on me. And so he gives me 15, and, you know, I tell him I don't have change. He rips my, you know, warming bag out of my hand, starts threatening me, follows me like 500 yards to my car, and, like, lures over me as I reach under my seat looking for change. End up having to throw him a quarter and say, you know, just calm down, dude. And then I think after that, he called my manager and reported how awful a delivery guy was and just made this huge fuss over 8 cents.
Over wow. 8 cents.
Unbelievable. And by the way, isn't just like in a restaurant or in a cab for that matter, isn't there customarily a little bit of a tip, a little bit of something for the pizza delivery guy?
Yes.
You sure as hell hope so.
Yeah. Wow, 8 cents.
That's dude. Unbelievable.
That's awesome.
That's right. A guy who was pinching pennies.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. That is, that's something. Let's go to Tim. Hey, Tim.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You got the fight over how little money?
It was a
penny. It was a what? A penny?
It was a penny.
One but, penny?
Yes, but there was a point to it, you know? It was like 99 cents what I bought, and the guy just takes the dollar and slams the door closed, you know?
Right. Where were you?
At a 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven, okay.
Well, they're pretty fast and loose with the pennies at 7-Eleven. I mean, they do that at a lot of the stores.
Yeah. They usually have that little thing with the pennies in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, don't they have a little holder that,
they do.
Where they have they extra do. Pennies in case that you know somebody doesn't have it. Did they have that there?
Yeah, and usually I throw pennies into it, but this guy was just like, you know, slammed the drawer closed, and I said, you know, hey, there was a penny change, and he's just like, oh, it's a penny.
Right.
In his defense, though, it was a penny.
Well, but it just turned into the kind of thing where it was my penny, not his penny.
Oh, here
Tim.
We go.
Tim, why are you such a douchebag?
I'm really not a douchebag.
But you are. You were then.
I'm keeping my penny, you know, and why the hell does he get to keep my penny? And I don't get to have
so,
my penny.
But what if he would have said, he does have change, doesn't he? I was going to say, what if he said, I don't have a penny?
He probably
has. But he probably had one.
Not a big deal, but he's got a drawer full of pennies, and he just won't give me my one.
Yeah.
Oh, Tim. So tell me what happened. So you said, give me my penny, and he said, it's just a penny. And then what happened after that?
It's just a penny. And I said, but, you know, it's my penny. And, you know, he just stuck to the thing, well, oh, I can't open the drawer for a penny. You know, so it was just kind of, I mean, I gave up on it, but it was a little argument. Yeah.
Why can't he open the door for a penny? The drawer, I mean.
I don't know. Apparently, he couldn't. I think it was more because he just didn't want. You know,
a lot of cash registers. You have to put in another sale in order to open the drawer. You can't just open it for no reason.
Yes, you can. Anybody who's working.
No, a lot of cash registers. You can't. That's look. Don't argue with me about 7-Eleven. All right.
Yeah, he is an expert. Unfortunately.
I am the king of 7-Eleven. Tim, you say that you gave up on it, but I'm going to tell you, I don't know how long ago it was. You still haven't given up on it, man. You're still sweating that penny.
Well, you know. I'm still missing a penny in my life.
Yeah. I know you are. Do you drive by the 7-Eleven and just glare inside? I'm going to get back at that guy one day.
He never went back there.
Because I don't want to lose another penny.
Here's what you do, though. You go into that 7-Eleven and you find the little change thing with the penny. Just grab one and walk out. Don't buy
closure,
anything.
Man. Closure. Time,
right? Don't buy anything. Just walk in, grab a penny, and turn around and walk out.
Just there you go. Burn my eyes into him while I take the penny.
Yes, exactly.
And you know what this is for, and walk away.
Right. And if that doesn't work, get a shotgun. Right?
No.
Don't get a shotgun. No.
Don't suggest that.
That's better.
All right. Well, look, we're clearly not going to beat a penny, but how about that? How about Tim walking around with that on his head for all these years?
How long ago was it, Tim?
What's that?
How long ago was it?
It was 3 years, you know.
Yes.
It still hurts.
It still hurts. Wow, that's rough. All right. Well, good luck with that. I hope you get it all back.
All right, guys. Okay, bye.
Daniel Tosh joins us in a few minutes here on the Kevin Amin Show. Ralph, I have to give you props and thanks, by the way. I hadn't thought to tune in to the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire 10-year anniversary shows this week until you mentioned it on the air the other day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Boy, did I enjoy the hell out of it last night.
Bring back bad memories?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's weird to watch the show and see someone call a lifeline and have them know the answer. Yeah, that's what you mean. Sure. It's weird.
You have no experience with that.
But Regis is so entertaining. He's such a great host, and they're doing a lot of very cool things with it. It's only on for a couple of weeks because of the 10-year anniversary. But, man, that's still a great show. And I just want to thank you for the TV tip. That's all.
You're welcome.
If I could play along with any of those shows, I would enjoy them too, but I really can't. I don't do Who's Smarter Than a Fifth Grader.
My wife hates it because I sit there and I bark out the answers before they get to the multiple choice.
Yeah.
It's like, shut up. You're not normal. No one likes you. Stop doing that. And I was like, what? I'm just playing along.
She's right on all counts.
Yeah.
Did you? I knew Genghis Khan died of a nosebleed on his wedding night. Did you know that one?
No.
No, I didn't watch last night. I only watched the beginning of the week because Katy Perry was on. It's the only episode I watched. I haven't seen the others, but
I didn't know the medical term for how far apart your cheekbones are. I wouldn't have known that one, so I never would have gotten to the Genghis Khan question in the first place. But it's a fun show to play along with, I'll tell you that.
What were the other questions on the show, Bean?
All of them, in order.
The capital of the Republic of Georgia was I was not pleased to see that
stuck
one
on that one?
Hmm. Yeah, I did.
Rihanna's having quite the good time these days, according to the New York Daily News. She was in a club in Manhattan last weekend where she was doing shots with a male model named Pablo Arjun. Then she spanked one of the female go-go dancers.
Excellent!
Then she went up to the DJ's face and licked it.
Easy in, easy out, easy lube.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
She's having a good time.
No kidding.
Sounds like someone needs another splaining to.
No.
You know what I mean?
It doesn't. Not at all.
Sounds like maybe she needs to be put back on the right track.
Not a bit.
Oh, she makes me so angry.
Don't say
I'm gonna pull right over.
I'm giving you a zero for the day.
Sorry.
Apparently she's having a good time, so. All's well in Rihanna Land, which is right next to Botswana.
I think
Rihanna Land. Huh. Yeah. Sienna Miller has a new boyfriend. She is now dating a club DJ. According to AbsoluteNow.com, the entertainment news website.
DJ Omar Khan?
DJ Omar Khan. No, he is named George Barker, but his DJ name is Slinky Wizard. Yes, it's DJ Slinky Wizard.
That's awesome.
Better than Slinky Wizard Sleeve.
Why, yes, it is.
A whole other thing.
Much better.
Apparently, the two met earlier this year and are planning their first vacation together. And unlike some men in her past, he seems to be a good guy, according to friends. And he also appears to be single, which is unlike most of the men she dates.
And she's a goer.
So she's got that going
for
her.
That up front.
She's so hot.
Yeah.
And she's
Sienna Miller?
Yeah. Sexy, just dirty, sexy, crazy, nutty, sexy.
She can fight, which we saw in G.I. Joe.
That was a movie, Kevin.
But I'm saying.
She looked good as brunette in that movie, too.
Yeah, she did.
Speaking of DJs, you got to check out The Goods, the new Jeremy Piven comedy, because our buddy Craig Robinson's in it, and he plays a DJ. He plays a stripper club DJ who they hire to play the music at the car lot when they're trying to have the 3-day car sale. It's a 4th of July weekend car sale.
Right.
Awesome. And his name is DJ Request, and he won't take any requests from anyone. If you ask him to play something, he'll smile and then he'll just get really mean and then he'll play something completely inappropriate, whatever you ask for. It's a very funny running joke throughout the movie, but I kept thinking of DJ Omar Khan every time.
He's the same way.
He's the same way.
He does not take requests.
He does not like it when you tell him what to play.
He gets very angry.
That's for sure. Reggie Bush may have cheated on Kim Kardashian while they were together.
Shocking.
No, don't get me wrong. As a rule, most NFL players are one-woman men.
That's true.
But in this particular case, a model named Carmen Ortega. By the way, I love her taco shells.
She makes good ones.
She makes some good taco shells. Mm-hmm. She came forward with the news this week that she had an affair with Reggie while he was still involved with Kim Kardashian. And she said they also made a video together of their bedroom action.
Hey now.
She says she was initially hesitant about sharing this information, but apparently
but
not
now
hesitant
wants
enough.
Money?
And she also added she has no idea what to do with the video footage.
Huh.
Whatever will I do with this sex video of me and Reggie Bush? I'm going to start the bidding.
Is she hot?
$20. She's a model.
Yeah.
I have never seen Carmen Ortega. Mike, why don't you do your magic on the internet here and pull me up some pictures of Carmen Ortega.
There you go.
We just put it in official bid.
But I'm saying, let's start the bidding.
Right.
I got 20 bucks. I got 20 bucks for the Reggie Bush Carmen Ortega stuff.
I'll do 25.
Yeah, there we go. Luck already.
I'll do 25 as well until I see if the picture's good.
You're going to match his 25 bid?
I know. How do
you
I do it?
You may not understand how this whole auction thing works.
Do you want to fight me for 25 and a penny?
I will give the same amount of money as this man will.
I thought we were throwing money in together to make a pot. I didn't realize we were bidding against each other.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Come on now with the Carmen Ortega.
All right. So Kim Kardashian already has her own sex tape, and now apparently so does Reggie Bush.
Come on now, the Carmen Ortega. I mean, she's no Kim Kardashian, but still.
I am going to up my
bid. Armenian Pride, huh? Glendale!
25 bucks and one penny. That's my bid.
This isn't the Price is Right, Kevin. We're trying to buy a sex tape here.
All right.
Dancing with the Stars. Anyone? Anyone?
Nope.
Are we going to ban Lisa from Dancing with the Stars again?
We do every year.
We have to.
I have to pay her. I think the rest of you should help. I have to pay her,
it's
too.
It's how I make my money for the year.
That's not the only way you make your money for the year.
Pay her to not come in and talk about that show.
They're already speculating about who will be on the dance floor for the upcoming season. Looks like Lou Ferrigno really will be dancing.
That's pretty funny.
That could be great. Awesome. Looking forward to hear the date.
And some Jacksons may be involved. According to MSNBC, LaToya and Jermaine are also in talks with producers about dancing on the show.
What did you do, Mike?
That's what Mike's got up on the screen. Yeah, I don't want to see that so much.
Ever.
So we may have some Jacksons dancing for us.
Bill? Maybe Reggie, too, because they usually have an athlete, some sort of retired athlete.
Bo?
See, Reggie Jackson.
Wow.
See?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
He wasn't one of the original Jacksons, I don't think. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Debbie Mazar from Entourage, 45 years old today. You know what else she's great in, Debbie Mazar, when I think of her initially? You know, Entourage is what she's known for, but Goodfellas. You ever seen Goodfellas?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've seen that in a while.
She's the whore.
Yeah.
Go back to your whore! Go back to your whore! That's what Lorraine Bracco screams at Ray Liotta throughout that film. She's 45 years old, and Danny Bonaducci celebrates his 50th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Never sounded better. Michael Jackson on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It is 8:06.
Hey, Skinhead Thursday here on the Kevin Bean Show. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Daniel Tosh from Tosh.0 on the Comedy Central. How are you, man?
Thank you.
You looked like Henry Rollins before, but now it's getting crazy.
There was an outbreak at our office.
Oh, no.
So I had to shave down the head. I like to buzz the head at the end of the summer. I don't know why.
You do it regularly?
Wouldn't you do it at the beginning of the summer?
That's what you would think, except for I was doing a television show at the beginning of the summer.
Wow.
So they were like, don't do that. And then I shaved my head down, and they're like, oh, we're going to bring the show right back.
Yes.
Can you grow that hair back? And I'm like, oh, I'll try.
Don't know.
So give it a shot.
I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know if I had missed something, but I saw the picture that you tweeted of you standing in your office with a handful of hair, you know, all your beautiful, luxurious locks right there in your hands. And I thought, did he lose a bet? Is there lice? What's going on here? Is it a yearly ritual that you do?
I do like the low maintenance, but I did, I think five other people in the office have buzzed down as well. So it was kind of, we had clippers in the office and, this will be a funny video. So let's just start buzzing everyone's head.
And haven't got a girl yet.
We'll see. We'll see. If I get a girl to do it, then I think we'll have what we want.
Yeah. You don't know how lucky you are to be a good-looking guy who can pull off the bald head. Because Kevin and I won't even get into the circumstances of how it happened, but it involved the hurricanes of the drink in New Orleans.
Okay.
We shaved our heads one time. And I'm telling you, we looked like we were in the Klan or something. I don't know. We do not have the heads to pull it off.
Besides the fact that we were individually ugly, two white guys, you know, together with bald heads.
Yeah.
You're a skinhead.
You're
gay.
A skinhead. That's
sure.
Pretty
well,
much
that's why we want to get like all of us, five of us together in the video and just drive around in a convertible Miata.
Yes. Exactly.
No one thinks they'll be up to trouble.
We ended up getting cowboy hats, and that was no better.
So you mentioned briefly, and it's worth celebrating here on the air because we're such huge fans of Tosh.0 that you have been asked back by the nice people at Comedy Central. And there's going to be six new episodes, and I think they start the first part of October, I think, is when they start airing.
That is correct, and I think you should take a little, if not all, of the credit. after my first appearance on here, the ratings took a dip, but then they steadied back.
Right.
And Comedy Central's like, we need more of this.
Okay.
Can you guarantee more Kevin and Bean spots? And I said, they want me on every week. I'm a regular now.
Is that true?
No. I say that. I clearly didn't mean it.
All right. Okay.
Here's what I want to know, because I like to focus on the negative. So as I understand from the ratings, you're number two on cable in your time slot. Who's beating you? What's the one cable show that more people are watching than Tosh.0?
Wow, way to bring it down.
Well, first of all, I don't know how they've tweaked those ratings to say we're number two, but I assume that means like we're number two in a certain demographic.
For 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Near the bottom of the hour.
Shows that show video on the internet.
Right. I mean, it's one of those reviews that you read on the back of a movie and it says, funny.
And you don't recognize the name or the paper or the website, nothing.
It came from someone's tweet.
So you're saying that every cable show on your time slot is probably doing better than you are, depending on how you spin the numbers.
I'm saying there's probably definitely some spin involved there. No, but they're happy with the show. The ratings are good, and people watch, and it's nice. I'm happy.
It's one of the – it's maybe the only new show that I've added to my lineup of that I have to watch every week.
That's very nice. I like having space in your DVR.
I really – but only a little. I mean, only once a week.
Well, it's not in HD. It's not in HD, so it doesn't take up much.
That's true. That is true.
Kevin won't watch Mad Men, Daniel, yet he's got time for you and your nonsense internet videos.
I love your nonsense internet videos. They're so funny.
Well, I appreciate it.
I want to hear about this. And for folks who haven't seen the show, maybe you even know Daniel Tosh as a stand-up comedian. There's very funny work there. But this show is not just you standing in front of a green screen and hosting. I mean, you do a lot of taped bits and you do a lot of, I imagine, some stretching for you as a performer when you sing and those sorts of things that you do. I mean, that must be daunting and also exhilarating at the same time to not know what every week is going to bring you.
Yeah, well, it is. Every week is, for instance, this week I thought I'd seen it all, and then they're like, we want to do this thing like in India where they drop babies from the roof for good luck. They're like, we want to recreate it with you. I was like, oh, that sounds like a great idea. Let's do it.
What could go wrong with that?
Nothing. It's good luck in India. It has to work in America. They catch them in a blanket, but it's apparently very popular to watch online.
Well, that seems like a terrible idea.
Well, no, it sounds terrible, but just so you know, before they drop them, they do shake them.
Okay. All right. Well, that's better.
Until they're quiet.
I guess that's better.
Is this true or false, or is this just a Comedy Central spin? Was your awesome music video for Why I Should Cry with one of your internet friends, was that really a huge iTunes hit? Did you really sell that?
Oh, no. It was not a huge hit. It certainly has become very, very popular virally, but I can't imagine that people are paying
popular
for it.
Popular for free, but not so much for buying.
Okay. Yes.
Bean has read about your program happened?
Is it on the air?
Is it real?
I don't think so.
Where's all the disinformation
coming
tell
from
people,
Bean?
Tell people who don't know that song what the story is behind that guy and what you did with him.
Well, this guy created this a music video on his own that was called Why Must I Cry, and it was very horrible and depressing, and he was holding a gun to his head at points of it.
He was in the shower
and it was panned low. You could see almost everything.
No.
It was anyway, so we brought him out to LA and kind of auto-tuned his voice, which is very popular, which is, I guess, how Jamie Foxx has a career.
Sure.
And
T.I. and other people like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we just added a lot of effects. We put people in the shower. We had hot models playing the violin. And we added an orchestra and a choir that sang behind him. And the song really, believe it or not, sounds okay. So it just shows anyone can do it, including...
I've heard way worse songs on Kiss FM, by the way, that I have on that Why Must I Cry that you did. I really have.
I appreciate it.
But it's so funny because ever since we had you in and you told us that they make the show for like $19 a week, I keep thinking, who are all these people that you're dragging into the shower? Are they people who work in the same building as you and you go floor to floor asking them if they'll stop by for a minute? Or how do you make it work?
Well, everyone gets $267 if they make an appearance on camera. So basically everyone in the office fights for every bit that we do.
That's a budget buster.
Well, it's actually apparently it's very affordable. So we just use everybody in the office. over and over and recycle them.
That's awesome.
All right, Tasha, Daniel Tosh is here. Tosh.0 is the name of the show. It's on tonight, Thursday nights at 10 on Comedy Central. We need to take a break, but we will come right back on the Kevin and Bean.
Our friend Daniel Tosh is in studio, a new Tosh.0 tonight on the Comedy Central. What happens on tonight's show, Daniel?
Oh, loads of fun. we give a web redemption to a young lady that bombed a hill on a skateboard and literally took it on the face.
Oh, that was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's tough.
Tell them what a web redemption is for people who haven't seen it.
Anyone who's become infamous on the internet for any reason, failed dramatically, we try to give them an opportunity to recreate the exact same situation, and we try in a good-natured way let them succeed. And comedy ensues.
Unless it's the dude that tried to make a basket after getting dizzy.
Didn't really let him succeed so much, did you? Kind of set that guy up.
I have a clip of that. You want to set that up?
Well, the idea, this guy was playing a drinking game, and he got dizzy bat spin, where I guess you put your head on a baseball bat and you spin around in circles, and he chugged a beer, and then he tried to dunk a basketball, and he didn't even go anywhere near the basket. So we tried to create a more elaborate drinking game with a lot more obstacles.
My goal was to, chug this beer, dizzy bat spin, and then go and do a 360 dunk, the spinning and the spinning.
Sure. By the way, you almost made the shot.
I know. It almost went in.
It was very impressive. Do you think Kobe Bryant raped that chick? 10 rotations. Come on. Keep the head down. I'll be honest. I haven't been counting. Okay. Get on the endo board. Okay. 8 seconds on the ball. Woo! Yeah! Ride that ball! Alright, Paul, come on. Get the ball. Alright, watch out for the people playing Jenga. Do not bump the guy having LASIK eye surgery. Watch out for my grandma's urn. This way. Go to the hole hard. Oh, and I forgot to mention you have to dunk over Dennis Rodman. Fail. Epic fail.
Yeah, Dennis Rodman was waiting in the side, and that guy goes up for the dunk, and he just swats it out of the way.
I'll be honest. So that guy Dennis got a lot of did not get a lot of ball.
He didn't.
He took arm and everything.
Right.
It was a foul.
Right, but you didn't say don't foul.
He took the guy to the ground.
But that's what I like, is that you set that guy up to succeed in a huge way, and then you snapped his will, and just now he's dead somewhere.
You sabotaged him.
No, I think he enjoyed it.
He enjoyed it. Okay.
He loved meeting Dennis, so I think that was exactly what he wanted.
All right. Is it tough to track down some of these people? Because they're not exactly, in many cases, especially in the fail videos, it's somebody else who puts it up, and they're not exactly volunteering to be found.
No, exactly. So that's why we, spend all day long tracking people and pleading with them. Grape Stomp Lady won't do it. The woman that fell off, the news reporter?
Really?
Mm-hmm. No. A lot of people play
hard.
Who else
are you having trouble with?
Oh, well, it's the obvious. Michael Richards won't do it.
Sure.
Yeah.
We want Boom Goes the Dynamite. This kid is in Texas. He gets fired from every job he's at.
Yeah, he's bad.
And we keep saying, we'll pay you. We'll make this work. And he's like, he says no.
He won't do it.
That guy's a legend, too,
we'll
by the way.
We'll get them eventually. Star Wars kid. We can't get him either.
Oh, really? Hmm. How about the one from a couple of weeks ago, the guy who his friend talked him into being blindfolded and then throwing the rock and then set up that elaborate system where he got hit in the nuts when he threw the rock into the pail? Have you been able to find that dude?
We have not looked for him, but those are very popular online. Elaborate Rube Goldberg experiments to crack shots.
Yeah. But you could totally, just like you did with the dunking guy, imagine what you could do to that guy's nuts if you got him on the show.
A blindfolded guy?
Yeah!
Done. I promised you we will try to pursue that, and we will see if we can beat it.
Can you, no pun intended, can you imagine the video that Daniel and his staff look at in the office that they can't show on television? Because they're out there, that's their job, is scouring and looking for stuff.
It gets pretty dark, and you can't, once you watch those things, they're in your brain
forever.
You can't
get it out of your head,
And your life changes.
Yeah.
And your family sees a noticeable difference.
And now they all hate you?
Your eyes are dark.
Yeah, there are definitely some things online that you wish you'd never seen. I can think of a few that come to mind I won't mention because I don't want to inflict that pain on other people, but there are certainly times where you wish you hadn't clicked.
Pain Olympics is off the charts.
That is not good in any way.
I blame Mike for everything I've ever watched that I wished I hadn't watched, and that's one of them.
Have you seen Willpower?
I'm not positive.
All right. You would be positive if you did.
Okay.
We'll look it up as soon as we get off the air.
Sadly, nothing phases me, though. I can pretty much watch them right away and just go, yeah, I don't know. That makes sense. Sure.
Well, we've been pimping out this show, whether Daniel's in the studio or not, because it is one of our favorites. And as Kevin mentioned, during the summertime especially, it's always gratifying to get a new show to add to your TiVo. It's called Tosh.0. It airs Thursday nights at 10 on Comedy Central. Another episode tonight. And then you're coming back with 6 new ones, I guess, starting the first week of October. So congratulations on that, man. It's always great to catch up with you.
Thank you very much. I will give you guys money.
Excellent. Next hour on the Kevin Amin Show, by the way, we'll be talking to the producer of Kevin's movie. You can see the clip at KevinAmin.com of his performance, his acting performance, that is really one for the ages, I think. When he wins his Oscar, it'll be the shortest on-screen appearance ever to receive an Academy Award, I think.
His line in the movie will be his speech on stage when he gets his Oscar.
They have already given me the Oscar. That's the weird thing. No nomination.
No special ceremony?
Just handed it right to me. Yeah.
Yes,
anyway, the producer of the film Dark Reel joins us in a few minutes. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Thursday.
We are bad.
For what reason? Why? What reason?
On almost every reason.
I agree, but what specifically?
But more so this morning when I read this story than I realized before. We've done a ton of live remotes.
Right.
We've been all over the country broadcasting back here doing the show to hear Los Angeles and all over the country. And we've never done this, and we're bad for not having done it.
Okay.
It's just been announced that the first ever live radio remote broadcast from the world-famous Mustang Ranch in Nevada.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Will be happening in September. Playboy Radio, which is a satellite radio channel, will be broadcasting for 8 hours live from the Mustang Ranch in September. How come we've never broadcast from the Mustang Ranch? How come we've never done Kevin and Bean's Breakfast with Whores?
A few years ago, went out to one of those places outside of Clark County, Nevada. Do you remember, Kevin, to tape some radio stuff?
I thought we were trying to... Yeah, go ahead.
We had a guy on the show that we were going to get a hooker for. And, man, they were bad. I mean, I don't know about the Mustang Ranch, but... It was not fun. It was not sexy.
Well,
I'll tell you that.
You're wrong about the Mustang Ranch. Have you ever watched the HBO show?
Well, I'm saying I don't know about the Mustang Ranch. The place we went to did not make me want to broadcast from a whore house. I'll tell you that.
It was the projects of...
I want to do Breakfast with Mustang
Ranch. All right.
Broadcasting the freaking Santa Fe swap meet.
That happened.
But we can't broadcast from the horror world.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Just saying, we're bad. We're missing opportunities here.
Did they call it Horror World?
I think it's a new theme park right outside Reno. Horror World. Hey, that Dr. Michael Jackson had was good.
Yep.
That's what I'm learning. Conrad Murray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Apparently, this is according to the Los Angeles Times, when he gave Michael Jackson, allegedly, gave him that powerful anesthetic propofol to make him go to sleep, he then promptly left the room to go make some phone calls.
Okay.
When he returned, Michael Jackson had stopped breathing.
I heard he napped. Either way, he's not very attentive.
No. Let's see, you're unconscious with a very dangerous medication? Okay, I'm going to go call my broker and see how my stocks are doing.
That's bad.
Yeah. I mean, this is something that in the hospital, they don't leave you alone after putting you on this stuff. They monitor you constantly.
Right. They have an anesthesiologist there.
This guy went out to call one of the party lines. Hi, what are you doing? This is Janelle.
So, was it Khloe Kardashian?
It was Khloe Kardashian.
It's sad week. So many things happened. A lot of deaths.
Right. Yep.
And, of course, Michael Jackson.
Right. Uh-huh.
World phenomenon.
Yeah, he was a phenomenon.
He was.
Did you hear about Michael Jackson's kid, Cameron, who was arrested for
drug
possession? I'm sorry, what did I say?
Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Michael
kid
Douglas.
Cameron.
I'm sorry. He's got another one.
So confused.
Michael Douglas.
Okay.
The popular... actor producer has a son named Cameron who's 30 years old who was arrested for meth dealing.
He's been in trouble with drugs for a long time,
hasn't he?
But having and dealing are two different things.
He was recently had a court hearing on methamphetamine dealing charge, and he was under house arrest after that initial hearing, and his girlfriend showed up with his electric toothbrush.
Okay.
And apparently, for the hours leading up to her arrival, Cameron was very concerned about when that toothbrush was going to get there.
Mm.
Even though they had already given him a toothbrush to use, he wanted his electric toothbrush. It was very important he got that toothbrush.
Gotcha. Mm.
He repeated anxiously over and over again, according to police, where was the toothbrush and when would he be given his toothbrush?
Wow.
That's not too obvious.
No.
His girlfriend arrived with an electric toothbrush. The guard
smelled something might have been amiss, opened it up, and found 19 bindles of heroin inside the electric toothbrush. She is now arrested.
That is not a smart group of people right there.
She has been arrested, and she is now awaiting sentencing herself.
So my question to you is that bad?
When they arrested her, by the way, they searched her room and found heroin, marijuana, and more meth.
Okay.
So this is quite the couple.
Yeah.
Fail! Epic fail.
Which law enforcement agency was involved in the investigation, if you know, Ralph?
I believe it was the DEA.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Today's celebrity birthday is Danny Bonaducci's 50 years old today, and actress Debbie Mazar from Entourage is 45 years old today.
Your day sucks if it's your birthday.
Yeah, it's my mom's birthday today.
Oh, really?
No. She shares it with no one.
Just her.
Yeah,
all right.
My mom's the most famous person born on this day. Happy birthday, Mom. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
First, though, it's time to shine the spotlight on one of our own. Kevin is in a movie, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
Kevin
what?
Is in a movie.
I would go so far as to call it my starring role. I mean, I'd say
know you would.
I'd say it's my movie.
Well, let's find out if the producer of the film, the man who paid for it, agrees with that assessment. Let's welcome David Forline to the show. Hey, David, welcome to the Kevin and Bean program. How are you, my friend?
Hey, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
David,
good
you call it my movie, right?
You know what? After his performance, definitely yes.
Thank you.
All right. Dark Reel is a movie that maybe not everyone listening has heard of. What's the story on this? What's it all about? Where can people see it? What's the plot?
Basically, Edward Furlong, you know, of Terminator fame, he plays a horror movie fan, and he enters a contest, and he wins a walk-on role to a horror film, and he gets to star next to his famous, his favorite movie scream queen. And as soon as he gets on stage, what happens on set, murders start happening, and then he becomes the subject of investigations from detectives because they think it's him.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty cool plot. And is that how Kevin got the role? Is he entered a contest and he was allowed on set for a day?
Actually, Kevin had asked me to appear on the film, and I was, you know, kind of questioning
how
it.
How dare you? But I forced my way onto the set one day.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
All right, I don't know how many people are in your movie, but you had to sit down with the script to go, all right, if we've got a shoehorn Kevin in here, what role can we give him? So did you look for the smallest possible role there is in the movie, which is a guy who bumps into someone in a bar?
Actually, his role is fairly long, but that's the only part that made it on the screen.
Yeah, well, yeah, that happens sometimes to us actors. You know, sometimes you put your heart and soul out there, and then, you know, the cutting room floor. And it's a heartbreak that all of us have to go through at some point in our acting careers.
Tell the listeners who Kevin plays and what his scene is in the movie.
Well, Kevin's character actually has a name. His name is Mr. front of him, as you can see.
Sure.
You know? And he insists that he wants contact with the actress.
I did bump into the lead actress. I mean, that was
so
my
physical contact is what you demanded.
Well, I demanded physical contact. He put in the let's have him bump into it. And I was like, oh, I've been duped.
I know. And after about 14 takes, we kind of had to say, Kevin, lighten up, because she had bruises on her shoulder.
How dare you lie?
Because Kevin would throw her on the bar and kiss her and the whole deal. When he wasn't
That's what the script said.
David, I don't know how technically involved you are in the movie. I mean, a producer is one of those roles that can be everything from the guy who just signs a check to somebody who's actually hands-on every day on the movie. But tell me this. Was it difficult to light the set with Kevin's head? Because I would imagine that the light reflecting off his head would blind the other actors because it's so huge. It's like looking into the sun.
Yes, you know what? We actually tried to diffuse it, and the director, Josh Eisenstadt, was like, you know what? I can't see anyone else on the screen. So.
But that's okay, because that's my moment.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
We don't want to interrupt, you know, we don't want to interrupt his performance, you know, because he was on a roll, and about the 13th take is when he really got it.
Thank you. By the way, that's the take that I finally got the bumping into the actress part.
Right, and we didn't want to bring makeup people in there to interrupt it, so basically we just had to CG all that out.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
And what you see is even after, you know, computer editing.
Now, this movie, again, is called Dark Reel. You can see the clip featuring our own Kevin at the website. When is the movie actually either going to be out on DVD or in theaters for people to see the whole project?
Well, what happened was initially during the distribution phase, as you know, that happens a lot, you know, I mean, far before it gets released. We didn't know how the recession was going to affect everything, so we kind of did a two-tier thing where we wanted to test the waters with the DVD release first, which happened on March 10th, And then we're going to make it available to the public in about September. So that's
okay.
Cool.
So it's coming out soon, and it's called, what is it called? Kevin's.
It's called Kevin's.
Dark Reel? I can't remember. I don't remember the name of it. It's Kevin's what? I can't.
You have so many movies, Kevin. Right. You can't keep them all straight. Hey, I already have it in my Netflix queue. So whenever it becomes available, I'm definitely going to get my copy. All right. Last question for you, David, the producer of Dark Reel. Here at the radio show, Kevin does not allow anyone to call him by his first name or look at him in the eye. Is it the same thing on the movie set?
Oh, yes, he got into character, and it was, you have to address me as Mr. Humphrey.
I didn't even know that was my character's name until this morning. What are you guys talking about?
Wow.
All right, before we go, can we hear the clip? Do we have Kevin's performance in Dark Reel available for the listeners?
No time like the present.
Excuse me.
Come on.
Thank you.
We could laugh. All right, that's fine. We hear the big music. Hey, all right, Kevin, we got it. I've got another question. I have one more. You can just let me. I'm trying to. Let me ask one more question of David, and that is,
I thought we
were you surprised at how gay Kevin played his one line? Was that something that was on the page, or did he just bring that to the set with him that morning?
Well, you know, my wife and I were the producing team on this, and, you know, when he said the line, we looked at the script and was like, where does it say, you know, homoerotic woman, you know, and we couldn't identify it.
I like to bring my own take to my characters.
Right. Oh, okay. Excuse me. Fantastic.
The actual truth of the matter, not that this is funny, but I did beg you to take me out of it, didn't I?
Oh, you know what? Actually, after seeing his performance, he did. I did.
I was like, please just take me out. It won't hurt my feelings. I know we're friends. Please, honestly, it would be cool if you would take me out, and he refused.
And after talking
good for
to,
you.
Yeah, after talking to Josh, we were like, hell no.
Good for you. All right, David, thanks for coming on the Kevin to Beat You. Everybody, please check out Dark Reel. We enjoyed talking to you.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye. Thanks.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. You know, we have that Afro line set up for you 24 hours a day to leave a message, 323-520-AFRO. I believe we have a request for us to do something on the show today.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, this is listener Darren, and I have an instant request. Love to hear Don Imus, Harrison Ford have a conversation about whatever.
Don Imus and Harrison Ford is the request. Now, Imus, for folks who don't know, is the legendary New York City radio disc jockey. He's had a nationwide show, too, but he's been on for about 40 years, and he was very famous about 2 years ago because of all the trouble he got into when he was suspended by our company, bogusly, by the way, for the comment about the nappy-headed hose. Remember, they took him off the radio for that.
Right.
And he very famously went on 60 Minutes, had the apology.
I'm sorry I did that. I'm embarrassed that I did that. I did a bad thing.
And he's kind of a low energy guy, as is Harrison Ford, and that may be where Darren is coming from for this Kevin and Bean instant request.
Listen up, everyone!
New instant.
Make a request.
Instant request! Kevin and Bean's
instant request.
All right, it's half past the hour, and Don Imus Show here. Coming up, we got some sports. We're going to do some traffic. I'm down in Manhattan, New York City. Next on the phone, I guess, you probably know him best from Star Wars, Indiana Jones movies, a very successful actor. I'd like to say hello to Harrison Ford. Harrison, how are you? I got it. Hey, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, Don Imus.
I
have to, could you guys, Johnny, can you turn up Mr. Ford on the phone? I'm having trouble hearing him here. Isn't it? All right, let's just move on here. It seems as if you're taking a break, a little hiatus in acting before you did the most recent Indiana Jones movie. Before that, it was a long break in some of the acting you've been doing. Why was that? Was it on purpose?
No, I didn't. I mean, if I have a project, I need to keep reading the script and then you can actually find it right and you get excited about it.
That sounds awfully exciting. I know they did a lot of filming out in New Mexico. Irish Ranch there in New Mexico. I was hoping maybe if you film another one, you could come out to the Irish Ranch. Maybe I'm just saying how the kids, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, that's just fantastic. Now, tell me about your recent marriage. Calista Flockhart said we finally made a real woman out of her. We've been dating for quite a long time. You don't say. That's just fantastic right there. And seriously, the honeymoon phase is still it's still there. You know, the sparks are still flying. You know, you guys aren't. You're a man after my own. That is absolutely fantastic. Bill, you just joined the Dunheimer Show. That's 31 minutes past the hour. Joined by Harrison Ford here on the phone. Big Mother right. Star.
I think that's fine, Mr. Ribas. I think that's fine, Mr. Ford. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
You're like a real cowboy.
Kevin
like,
B, it's the request.
Jackson Hole, which, Jackson Hole, Wyoming, is one of my favorite vacation spots. So we're going to go there. I love the wife.
That's fine. We got to go.
The Big and Rich new album of Don Imus.
Come
to Iron Music Prime. I got Big and Rich, George Strait, all your favorites.
Thank you, gentlemen. We're done. We gotta go.
On Amazon.com and all the iTunes there. Where
they do
the
love
music.
To talk.
Coming up, we got to talk about Derek Jeter.
Lisa, how you doing? What's new with you?
Ever since I was diagnosed with the prostate cancer.
All right. Somebody force Kevin's hand. Let's hit that button, shall we? Ralph Garman joins us in studio on the Kevin and Bean Show. You hear that exclusive interview we just heard a piece of there, Ralph?
Remarkable.
A minute ago? Mr. Imus and Harrison Ford right there?
How could they take Imus off the air, by the way, when he's delivering that kind of radio
back.
Gold?
That's a good point. He's back.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
Why don't they take him off the air?
That's
then?
A great question. Time for our final look at the showbiz beat for the day. What's going on?
Kourtney Kardashian.
Glendale.
The eldest of the Kardashian girls.
Mansur?
No.
Okay.
She's, Courtney's the hot little one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I think it's, Kim, I think, is the think next so. In the line.
The
and
hot
then,
one.
Gigantor.
So okay. Gigantor's younger?
I think
too?
Gigantor is the youngest.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Is Courtney the pregnant one?
Yes. That's going to be my story here. I was going to talk about her being pregnant. See, I was setting that up so that I could do the showbiz beat.
Ralph, anything happening with her in her personal life?
I had a news story here to talk about.
Maybe some of us haven't
fact
heard
that
of?
She's just disclosed that she's pregnant.
Well, I heard it from you.
That has less of a punch, I guess, now.
I heard it from you earlier today. That's
right.
Why I
but some of our listeners,
straight.
I'm thinking, may not have heard it.
I'm just trying to keep earlier. All the Kardashians straight.
She is pregnant.
Heard that.
What? Yes. She tells E! Online.
I heard that like 30 seconds ago.
We were in the Everglades. I kept feeling nauseous and sick. I kept thinking something wasn't right. I went to the doctor, and he confirmed the news. I was just so shocked. The baby's due around Christmas time, she says. And then at the time of this story, she was not disclosing who the father was. But she was on the Today Show today.
Okay.
And she was talking to Kathy Lee Gifford and some alien, some creature from another planet. I don't recognize Hoda Kotb.
Hoda
Kotb.
Who's that?
I don't know, but no human is named that.
How do you know
way.
Who that is, Dean? That's the fourth hour of the Today Show is those two women hosting every day at 9 o'clock. And you watch that? Kathy Lee and Hoda. Well, I have it on that channel because...
Wait a
I have
minute.
It on that channel because that's where Alita does weather.
Hoda Kotb is her name.
Wow.
K-O-T-B.
Okay.
Anyway, they were talking to the alien, and they said, this is who the father is. It's Scott Disick, who, if you watch the show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, apparently has been Kourtney's on-again, off-again boyfriend for a couple years now.
Oh, okay.
Oh. She was suspecting her ex-fiancé. They were engaged at one point, but she broke it off because she was suspecting he was cheating on her with other women.
Okay.
So they split up last January. But, Kourtney adds, they've seen each other on occasion.
Yeah,
apparently.
I guess so.
You've seen his penis on occasion. We know that much. And so and he is the father, and she said, now he's my boyfriend. Well, that's good because,
oh, interesting.
You know, usually the best way to keep a man is to get pregnant.
That's true. It always works out
always
that way.
Always works out. Uh-huh. So I'm
this
looking.
Situation is guaranteed to end in pregnancy.
Speaking of marriages, Christina Hendricks from Mad Men, which makes its return to television this Sunday, and I am pitching a pup tent. Just thinking about it. Love
her
that show
or
so
the
much.
Show?
Both.
All right. Mostly her, though.
She is ready to marry her fiancé, Jeffrey Arend is his name. They are going to get married in October 11th. They've set the date, and she has told us she's going to wear a Caroline Herrera gown. So now we
I don't know who any of those people are.
So now we know, and knowing's half the battle.
So there's a dude out there who tonight is going to go home and make sweet love to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's happening, right?
For those of you who aren't familiar with Christina Hendricks, do yourself a favor and do a little research, because she is a stunning redhead who is just built like an hourglass.
Yep.
She has just got all the right parts, and they're in the right order. And that's what really matters.
That's pretty goddamn impressive.
And congratulations to Anna Faris. One of our favorites. She, of course, of the House Bunny, and most recently she was in Serve and Protect with Seth Rogen. She and her...
keep going.
I think they're going to airlift me out of the studio. My helicopter's here.
Keep going.
Someone have a bad tummy? Chris Pratt, actor from Parks and Recreation, is his husband. They were married
not Spencer.
In July in Bali. In a small ceremony in Bali. So they are Bali. July 9th was the date, and so they're very happily married now.
At the risk of being mocked, who does he play on Parks and Recreation, did you know?
I think he's the hunkish sort of dude that blonde chick likes a lot on that show.
Well, that's clear. All right, I'm glad.
Amy Poehler, the star of the show, has a crush on another guy who works in the government.
Yeah, okay.
Who is he's not a hunky hunk, but he's like a good looking, smart kind of fella.
Oh, I think. Yeah.
We all
and they had a one night stand years ago.
Concepts about the show, but he is that guy. So
he's a good looking dude.
He's fine, and we like him a lot. And more Kardashian news.
Glendale.
Kim was dating Reggie Bush for a while, as you know, famously. They split up, and people have been speculating what caused that breakup. We may have more information, because apparently model/stripper Carmen Ortega has come forward with the news this week that she did have an affair with Reggie while he was still supposedly involved with Kim Kardashian, and they were supposed to get married, but he was seeing this Carmen Ortega.
Girl, you got to keep your clothes on!
She claims initially she was hesitant about sharing the details of this relationship. But then she realized, well, no one knows who I am. How do I get famous if I don't talk about it?
Pays me for not talking.
She also adds they made a little video of what they did in the bedroom together.
Must be Thanksgiving in here because somebody wants some stuffing.
That's how it starts. Bean already has it.
She says she has no idea what to do with that footage.
What could you do with that footage?
You could destroy it.
Other than that,
that's not an option.
You can shut the F up without embarrassing the man in the video with you.
So I'm looking forward to it turning up on the NFL Network later this season. Let's take a look at the game film, shall we? Reggie Bush, it's first down. Oh, he fumbles. Oh, no, he picks up his own fumble. Touchdown! Very excited tonight, by the way. The New England Patriots are playing a preseason game this evening.
Oh, you love them. You love the Patriots.
I don't love them. I don't love the Patriots.
Who are they playing, Ralph?
It's one thing I know about you.
They're playing another team from the NFL, and I'm looking forward to seeing the other team.
That other team is not worth mentioning.
The other, because
you're a fan of Tom Brady.
They're no good.
I would love to mention them, but I am prohibited from mentioning them for the remainder of this calendar year because I lost a bet.
Hey, Ralph, when the Eagles do die, are you going to cry? Cry, baby, cry for me.
Hated that kid in Christmas Story. I hate him that. Today's celebrity birthdays. We thought today was weak, birthday-wise.
Mm-hmm. It has turns been all
out,
day.
Turns out just Dave the King of Mexico is weak. We found a couple other celebrities who actually had today's birthday.
All right.
Danny Bonaduce, we mentioned, is 50. Debbie Mazar of Entourage is 45. But in sticking with our celebration of Mad Men returning to television, John Slattery, who plays the head of the advertising firm where John Hamm works on that show. He is 47 years old today.
That's not so big.
But somebody. It's somebody.
Yeah.
It's relevant. Show
he's
comes
good
back
actor,
Sunday.
He's
a good actor.
Yeah.
He was also in Desperate Housewives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Weak.
You know where else he was?
No.
He remember Ed?
Yes.
Remember Carol Vesey?
Yeah.
Ed's girlfriend that he came back for because he loved her? Remember her fiance, the principal at the school where she taught?
No.
Oh, that was so close. John Slattery was that actor as well.
That is not a... That is not Dave failing. That is you failing.
Right now. Wow.
Right now you just
failed. He was a regular on Ally McBeal for many years.
Hey, there you go.
He's not going to remember that.
No, that's good.
Fail. Epic fail.
Wow. Just trying to do a solid to the peeps out there, man.
Just saying you're boring the peeps.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
What about tomorrow's Kevin and Bean show?
We have Mr. Skin tomorrow, top 10 nude scenes of all time.
All right.
He's the best person ever. That should be skinteresting.
Got a lot of that. Got the movie beat tomorrow because it's Friday. Mm-hmm. Going to talk to EA Sports as tomorrow is when Madden 10 comes out.
Tight 12:01, actually.
Oh, is that
We're
right?
Line People up early. In line. People in line for the midnight release of Madden 10.
We've got a...
O-10.
We've got a sportscaster named Matt Money Smith on the program tomorrow, talking about fantasy football.
Oh!
One of Ralph's favorite.
I hope he's coming in.
He is.
So I can kick him right in the nads.
He is.
Fantasy football.
And we have your final tickets for Kevin and Bean Spread 'Em at Bardo Singles Party tomorrow morning.
That's going to be a good time.
So come on back or keep your radio right where it is because Cat Corbett's coming up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music, including the Rage Against the Machine. Also, that new song from Michael Frenti and
Spearhead.
Spearhead. That's what it is, yeah.
The word that was coming to my mind, I couldn't say. Back to you.
Foo Fighters and Beastie Boys and more right after this on the world-famous K-Rock.